crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it in high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. Crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
A big thank you to Seth Habiger back at our studios for filling our halftime there for us as the Blackhawks have filled up the basket to the tune of 39 points here in half number one and lead Northland Lutheran by 13. Let's take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Justin Beck's Hawks, they've been led in scoring by Josh Tranel with 14 points, a couple of three bombs behind his name. After that, it was 8 for Logan Parker, 7 for Brendan Beck, 6 points for Eric Mock, and 2 apiece for Hayden Hewitt and Carson Orheim. 6-for-9 from the charity stripe for 67%. I've got him for only 4 turnovers in that first half. For the Wildcats of Ryan Wickman, they've been led in scoring by his son, Andrew, with 9 points. 8 for Joe Oblender, 6 for Connor Melberg, and then 3 for Andrew Bolin off the bench. Also 6-for-9 from the free throw line, as were the Port Edwards Blackhawks. They, however, turned it over a little bit more frequently. I have them for 10 turnovers. Couple of updates from Michael Comer, who is hoping to join me tomorrow night over at Assumption as they'll take on Edgar. And that's on the boys' side of things. On the girls' side of things, right now Assumption is entertaining Auburndale, and they lead it by the score of 29-15 at the half break halftime. Also, Port Edwards girls victorious tonight as they defeat Tri-County 60-50. And after the first period of action, the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders lead 3-dubs 1-0 in high school hockey. So there's some updates for you here as we are set to start period number 2 as the Blackhawks, with the lead and possession, will be going away from me here, away from 105.5 on your FM dial. And it'll be the starting five on the court for both squads, with the basketball as Tranel, who goes all the way to the right side, lays it up unabated to the rim. He made that look way too easy. He now has 16 points. Beck, Mock, Hewitt, and Parker are the starting five, along with Mr. Tranel for the Blackhawks. Joe Oblender on the right wing, being picked up by Mock. Keeps his dribble alive, tries to feed it. Parker with the INT, turnover number 11. And they'll reload the offense in the hands of Brennan Beck. Beck takes it to the top of the wheel, goes right side, 3 ball on the way. You can book it again for Tranel. He has 5 points in the half, 3 balls now, 19 points for Josh. And it's a 44-26 lead for Port Edwards. 3 ball on the way, good for Wickman. Andrew now has 12 points. Beck quickly into the forecourt. Still that 1-2-2 zone being employed by the Wildcats. Tranel fakes to his right, goes to his left, tries to feed it inside to Logan Parker, who cannot hang on to it. TO number 5. Zeb Prawl, who has those 3 quick fouls in half number 1, will come into the ball game. As he will give a little break to Jack Hahn. 44-29, Port by 15. 16 and a half to go in the ball game. Baseline drive, put it up, no good by Melberg. Rebound, Tranel. He's going to take it all the way in, off the glass, got the hoop, got the harm. And that could be on Zeb Prawl. Let's wait and see for sure. Yep. And like I said, unofficially, because the officials, sometimes I get blocked out as they're going over to the scorer's table or they have their back to me. I think I got him for 4. Free throw on the way and good for Tranel. So he gets the old 3-point play. And it's 47-29 in favor of Port Edwards. Wickman, take it from the top of the wheel to the left side. Down in the baseline to Kroc, back out to Wickman. Another 3 on the way. Just a skosh long off the backboard. Rebound to Beck. Up ahead to Tranel. Goes baseline, tries to feed it inside, and the ball is rejected by Melberg, and he takes it, and we're going to get a offensive foul, I think, it's going to be called. And they're going to call a blocking foul on Zeb Prawl, and he might be done. Yep. His night is over. As the scores table says, that's 5. .50 remaining. Port comfortably on top by 18. Again, it was 19-19 at one point. It's now 47-29. Baseline. Beck gets double teamed. Spins out of it. Goes to Tranel. Josh steps under. Nice pass underneath. Can't convert that time for Mock. Rebound to Kroc. Into the front court on the left wing in front of the Wildcat bench. over to Wickman. 15-footer from the elbow, doesn't fall. Mock runs it down, feeds it back over to Beck. Being hounded by Oblender from behind, and he knocks him to the floor. And for Oblender, I'm going to have him as personal foul number 2, team foul number 3. It's a common foul. It'll be Blackhawks basketball right next to their bench between the scorer's table on the far side of the gymnasium. And the inbounds goes to Tranel in the backcourt. We'll go right back over to Beck. Mock, right wing. Feed it down low to Hewitt. A little bit of a try, a little give and go. Doesn't work real effectively, so they go back out instead to Tranel. Knocks Oblender to the floor. We play on. Three ball on the way. Long. Rebound in the hands of Mock. Inside to Beck. He has it stripped away, and they're going to say jump ball. And the possession arrow in favor of Northland Lutheran. So we'll give a turnover to the Blackhawks. And back into the ball game, Braden Skrenak, 5'9", freshman for Northland. Braden will bring it straight up the court with 14-12 to go. He takes it to the right wing with the dribble. Takes it all the way inside. Leaves it for Oblender, who gets it blocked from behind by Hewitt. And the Hawks take it the other way. Beck, and gets banged again from behind by Oblender. So they sneak around him, and Oblender reaching in from behind. I have him for 3, and that would be team foul number 4. So again, the inbounds will come from between the bench and the scorer's table. Back to trigger the inbounds to Mock. Eric will dribble it twice before going right back over to Brendan. He plays catch with Eric. Mock will now partially penetrate with that dribble. Go in the corner to Beck, and he dribbled it on the baseline. T.O. number 8 on the ball game. They had 4 in the first half unofficially. They got that many here in half number 2 already. And we've only played less than 4 minutes. Give and go to Skrenek. As it blocked, gets his own rebound. Back over to Crocked. Put it up off the glass and in. Mitchell Crocked with his first 2 tonight. 47-31. Port Edwards on the attack on the right wing. Eric Mock with it between the circles to Hewitt. Baseline back. He ran the baseline, went from the right to the left, feeds it inside to Hewitt. Back around to Parker. Logan will bounce it over to Mock. Left side, 3 ball on the way for Beck. That's long. However, rebound is secured by Tranel. Josh now kicks it back on the left side. 3 ball again. This one's short. Parker with the rebound. Tranel behind the back. Goes inside. And he puts up the shot, and the foul going to be called on Crack. We're going to have a couple of free throws coming up for Josh. And for Mitchell Crock, that could be number 3. As Andrew Wickman gets set to check back in. If the second free throw goes, we'll stick him in here after the first. He and Bolin will come in, replacing Oblender and Melberg will take a seat for the Cats. One more up and coming for Josh. A couple of dribbles and a splash. All the points in the second half, all 10 of them, have come from Josh Tranel. 49-31. Just a little over 13 to go. Steal by Tranel. Goes up and in. So he just continues now with 12 here in the second half. 51-31. Jack Hahn being hounded by Tranel on the top of the wheel as they extend that 1-2-2 defense inside to Crock. He'll put it up, stumbling towards the basket, and he'll finish it. Mitchell Crock now with 4 points. 51-33. 1-2-3-4 on the clock for the time. It's twice tonight we've caught that time. Martinson, right wing. Goes to Parker on the right baseline. Feeds it inside to Martinson, back out to Mock. Nice look underneath to Hewitt, who snuck back door. And Hayden now with 10 points. And the lead back up to 20, 53-33. As we approach the 12-minute mark of the ball game. Bolin for three from the left baseline. That's a little bit long. And then reaching in is Bolin on the rebound as he tried to steal it away from Mock. For Andrew, that'll be his unofficial third foul. And back into the ball game is Max Michaels, replacing Eric Mock for Port Edwards. One more substitution before we get things going here. Connor Milberg will replace Andrew Bolin for Northland. Northland Lutheran going to extend the pressure a little bit. Skrenek will go against Tranel. He goes behind the back, across the timeline, picks up that dribble and skips it around all the way over into the hands of Michaels. Max will bounce it once, pick up that dribble. Goes left of the top of the wheel. That's Hewitt with it, right back over to Michaels. And coach says not much happening on offense, so I think I'll take a quick timeout. He wants a full. I'll take one with him. We're back with more from Northland Lutheran right after this.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
That's a great segue, Seth, because the Lincoln Red Raiders are leading Wausau West 1-0 after period number one. Right, Rapids got a good hockey squad this year, but three dubs always as well, as does Spash. Fun little conference going on this year. Fun little game here in Port Edwards' hands right now as Parker will take it to the basket, put it up no, gets his own rebound for a moment, loses it, regathers it, gives it to Hewitt, put up the teardrop, doesn't fall, gets his own rebound, and they'll say no shot, he traveled first. Coach Beck a little bit beside himself going, boy, we had some good looks that time, we just couldn't get it to go. Let's keep it at 53-33. 26 points for Josh Tranel, leading all scorers here tonight. Jumper from the baseline for Wickman doesn't go. Melberg for three connects for the Wildcats. And after the shot went through, I guess we got a little extracurricular, and I think they're going to get a foul called on Port Edwards. Couldn't quite see who that foul was on. Might have been on Tranel. We'll give it to him for now. Wickman for three, trying to convert a six-point play. And they'll say last touched by Martinson as he battled Oblender for it. 53-36, 10:55 to go. Mitchell Kroc to inbound it to Oblender. And then ball was poked free. Kroc still had a foot out of bounds, they said, and so turnover number 13 on the Cats. As Wickman will take a seat, be replaced by Hahn for Northland. Brendan Beck taking his time, walking it up just between the left out of bounds and the center court. Works his way to the middle free throw line. Goes over on the baseline now to Parker. Martinson, round to Michaels, jump stop, right side, Beck, Little runner. No. Rebound crocked. Out on the fly is Oblender. And he runs or walks, one of the two. They're going to call a blocking foul on Tyler Martinson. Must have just leaned a little bit in the eyes of the official. It'll be team foul number two for Port Edwards. And the scorer's table calls over the official to ask for a clarification. I think the score, let's see, 12-14. It should be 53-36, I believe. It says 55, so we'll see if what comes as we get along here in the game. It'll be Northland's basketball. We're going to carry on Wickman. He was hounded that time by Max Michaels, the 5'5 junior. Forces Northland into a TO. And it'll be Port's ball, 55-36. As we approach the 10-minute mark, nobody stopped Beck. He almost went all the way in. Instead, he'll kick it out. Three ball on the way. And Tranel stays hot as can be. He now has 15 points in the half, 29 on the game. Josh having himself a night. Mitchell Crock for three the other way. Nope. And Tranel with the rebound. And a whistle. And a stoppage of play as we've got some fluid on the floor. I don't know if it's water or they're not taking any kind of liquid to clean it up, so I'm assuming it's not any kind of blood. Just must be wet spot out there. It's good to have a little warmer weather and getting a little melting taking place outside for a change. Sounds like we're going to have a nice week of that. So they stopped the play. They got that little wet spot cleaned up. And it'll be Port Edwards basketball as we come out of the timeout. They'll have to bring it up full court against the pressure of Northland. Beck takes it himself, finally throws it across the channel, who go to the rack, throw up the runner, no. Rebound tipped out, and one by Beck. Beck over to Tranel, feigns the three, runs past Crocked, puts up a little dipsy-doo, but it's not for two as the ball is tipped out. Grabbed by Oblender. 9.5 minutes to go. Crocked on the right baseline, feeds it, give it go to Oblender, up and in. He's now in double digits for the Cats. He has 10 points, 58-38. Tranel with the ball, left elbow. He'll kick it on the left baseline. Michaels for three, long on the shot. Rebound put up with the left hand, won't fall for Mock. And rebound secured by Crocked. And now we're going to have a charging foul as Beck got the steal. Ran right over the top of Crocked, and they're going to say offensive foul. And officially number three on Brendan. And Andrew Boland back in, giving Milberg a spell. 9 minutes exactly to go. 20-point lead for Port Edwards. Comfortable here, though. Half number two. Crocked will spin it around to Oblender, who's at the right elbow. Now takes the dribble and backs it off from Tranel. Go left side to Hahn. He'll do a little runner down the lane and put it up and in. First 2 points tonight for Jack Hahn. And then on the other end, Jack knocks it out of bounds into the Port Edwards bench. As Hayden Hewitt will come back in for Port Edwards. And it looks like Coach Wickman going to take a timeout. I think he's going to ask for a full timeout. Let's just take a 30, Seth. How's that sound? We'll be back with more from Northland Lutheran High School right after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
gave a girl a ride in the wagon. She crawled in and took control.
Well, my oldest son's birthday happens to be this coming Wednesday, and Seth just reminding me of how old I am as he plays little Chevy Van from back in my high school days, back in the early 1800s, I believe that was, Seth. Is that correct? 8:34 to go here from Northland Lutheran High School as Port Edwards enjoying an 18-point lead, 58-40. And they will have the basketball as the inbound will come to Tranel right on the timeline. Left side Mock into the corner to Orheim. Still at 2-1-2 or 2-3 zone, depends how you like to say it, for Northland. Tranel penetrates, puts up the little four-footer, and hits it. So Josh now with 17 here in the second half. He has 31 points unofficially, but I think it's pretty close to right. And Port again enjoying that 20-point bulge. Crocked for three from straight away. Long off the bracket, runs down his own rebound. Bolin on top, back over to Crock. Give and go to Bolin. Left hand, good, and the foul going to be called on Eric Mock. Nice use of the left hand by Andrew Bolin. He has 5 points. Team foul number four I've got on. The Blackhawks, and they change it now to four on the scoreboard as well. So we both have the same, and Bolin knocks down the free throw. And the lead is 17. Beck goes on the baseline, runs into the defender. Down there is Oblender, and they're going to say he wasn't quite set. And I've got four on Joe Oblender, and we're going to have two free throws up and coming for Brendan Beck. He has 7 points tonight, two of those from the charity stripe. First one is in the air and good. Update from Michael Comer. At the end of two, Rapids leading 3-dub, still 1-0 in hockey. Assumption girls victorious over Auburndale, 55-31. And the Nakusa boys trailing Amherst at the half, 32-19. So thank you to Michael Comer for his updates. Free throw by Beck, the second is no good. Rebound into the hands of Crocked. And here come the Cats into the forecourt. Wickman behind the back with the dribble on the right wing. Gives it to Crocked, who will hand it right back off to Wickman. Bolin, another three on the way. That's long. Hewitt with the rebound for Port Edwards. Everybody clears out, so he'll take one bounce and go to Tranel. Beck with it with 7:07 to go on the left baseline. 61-43 in favor of Port Edwards. Beck was trying to penetrate. He was going to bounce it inside. Official whistled him for a walk. And unofficially number 10. Coach and son both kind of look at it and go down to the official on this far end. What did he do? And he said, kind of bobbled it. Hahn now into the front court for the Wildcats. Inside Bolin. He gets bumped hard by Hewitt. They're going to give him the hoop and the arm. Hayden had the arms up in the air. He just kind of leaned a little bit too much forward. And for Andrew Bolin, he's got a chance to do another hoop and harm here. His 3 points that he has here in half number two have come from the hoop and the harm. Oblender back into the ball game, replacing Hahn for Northland. Bolin's free throw in the air and good again. He has 9 points. 61-46, 15-point lead for the Hawks. Baseline, nice feed over to Hewitt, coming from Beck, and he'll kiss it off the glass from the left side, and Hayden now with 4 points. 63-46, 6.5 remaining. Skrenak, get it down inside to Bolin. Step back, 15-footer, comes up short. And the rebound to Tranel. Josh is going to take it coast to coast, lay it over to Parker, swing it around back over to Josh. Tries to Dremel penetrate, goes out to Mock instead, 15-footer no, and I think we're going to get an over-the-back call on Logan Parker. That's only the first on Logan. Sixth on the team, so from here on out, both teams will be enjoying bonus free throws. Crockett will inbound it. A little pressure that time from Brendan Beck on Andrew Wickman, but Wickman secures and brings it into the front court. Over to Boland, three ball on the way. A little bit to the right on the shot. Run down to the corner by Maku. Throws it off the leg of Oblender, so it'll be Blackhawks basketball and the Wildcats retreat into their side of the half court on the defensive end. 63-46, 5:44. Period number two. Walking very methodically across the timeline is Beck. Now Wickman comes out to meet him a little bit. Brennan puts it between the legs, goes left side. Three ball on the way. Splash it again for Josh Tranel. He has 20 here in half number two. 34 on the night. If we had a player of the game, you can guess who it would be, right? Wow. He is just head and shoulders right now, the best player out there tonight. As Skrenok takes it inside. No, and we're going to get a walk on Oblender before he could get the shot off. T.O. number 15. Melberg back in, as is Hahn for the Cats. Again, the 20-point advantage for Port Edwards. Two ticks under 5 minutes still to go in the contest. No real hurry for Beck as he'll take about 9 seconds to cross the center stripe. Goes in the corner, three ball on the way. Won't go this time for Josh. Rebound secured by Melberg. Here comes Hahn up the right side. Bolin with it, put it on the floor once. Crocked on top of the wheel. Over to Oblender. Little runner has it blocked, regathers, puts it up, reverse layup, good. Oblender now with 4.5, 12 in the contest, 66-48. We approach the 4 minute mark of half number two. Beck on the baseline. Oh, nice feed over to Parker. Put it up, no, gets his own rebound, and we're going to have a reach in foul. No shot. Be a 1-1, however. I think that's going to be on Bolin. I think I got him for 4, or are they going to say 5? That's 5 on him. So his night is over, as he ends up with 9 points. And it'll be a 1-1 here for Logan Parker. Free throws up and good. Logan now 3-for-5 from the free throw line. So he earns the backside of the 1-1 bonus situation. Chance to get the lead back to 20. Free throw in the air and good. .68-48. Wickman has it on the right wing for the Cats. Give it to Crockett. Give it right back over to Wickman. He'll spin it to the left elbow. Ball comes loose, and we're going to have a reach and foul on the Cats. We'll go against Wickman. The junior picks up his second, and we'll go down to the other end to shoot the 1-1 for Josh Tranel. Trying to add to his 34 points tonight, and does. He now has 35 of the 69 points for Port Edwards. One more for Josh. Free throw is on the way and good as well. Here come the Cats into the front court. Hahn will dribble it from right elbow to left. Goes back on top of the wheel to Crockett. Back to Hahn, to Wickman, looking for a screen. Go all the way across, picked up by Martinson. He's on the left wing. He'll switch it up now with Beck. Hahn, guarded out there by Max Michaels. He'll pick up his dribble to Oblender, try to turn the edge. Cut off by Tranel put up the jumper. Melberg, no. Crocked with the rebound. Put it back up and in. Crocked now with 6 points. Three bomb on the way from the right side for Max Michaels. He fills the tank. 73-50. 3:07 to go. And it looks like a timeout going to be taken by Coach Wickman. We're going to take a full timeout. Let's do another 30. Sound good, Seth? Back with more from Northland Lutheran right after this.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Right thing right now, things spinning out of control for Northland Lutheran as it's all Port Edwards here tonight. 73-50 with 3:03 to go. And how about Josh Tranel? 14 points in half number one, 22 here in the second half. And he has 36 on the ball game. And his night just might be done as they start to bring in a few of the reserves, do the Blackhawks. Corbin Berner, 5'11 senior into the ball game, along with Chase Baumgart. As the Cats have the basketball, and that's blocked by Berner. Grabbed out of the sky by Martinson. Orheim with it. Top of the wheel. Goes in the left-hand corner. Little high bounce that time. Michaels with it. Ball above his head. Get it down low to Berner. Goes against Kroc, puts up the shot, no. Rebound on the weak side to Melberg for the Cats. 2.5 minutes to go. Northland with the basketball. Oblender. Go right side. Tahan. Wickman on top of the wheel, picked up by Michaels. Little spin move by Wickman, up and good. Andrew now with 5.5, 14 on the game. And we're down to a few ticks away from the two-minute mark. Orheim will go to Michaels on the right wing. Looking for some help from Orheim. Gets it. Take it to the top of the wheel. Stops and pops a three-bomb. Wide left. Rebound secured by Melberg. Out on the fly comes Hahn for the Cats. Crocked to Oblender. Teardrop good. Straight down the lane. He has 14, and Coach Beck called a quick timeout just to put in some more substitutes as Martinson will take a seat. I think Northland Lutheran's going to take the opportunity to do the same. They're going to bring in Molin Sam Song, 5'11 freshman, also in the ballgame for Northland Lutheran. And Ethan Rasmussen, 5'10 senior. We'll check in. Colby Grunden, 5'10 junior, on the court for Port Edwards, along with Vladio Hernandez, 5'10 senior. He has the basketball on the right side, picked up by Samsung. Back over to Gruden. Ball tipped away, picked up by Deuce Lipp, who's also coming to the contest, 5'8 senior. Little give and go on the inside. Ball partially blocked. It didn't go for Corbin Berner. And here comes Northland Lutheran with 65 seconds to go. Skrenik. He's on the left baseline. Over to Wickman. Three ball on the way. Off the bracket, no. And the rebound is secured by Port. And coach going to take a again, a timeout just to make a substitution here for Port Edwards. It's Javon Chisholm, 5'8 senior, 45 seconds to go. Getting a chance to get lots of players in both teams here. The final minute or so. Chisholm, little shake and bake. Lip from the three ball land on the left wing. No. Can hear the collective groan of the Port fans. They wanted that one to go. Wickman on the left elbow. On top to Sam Song. Song will try to pass it inside to Boland, and then ball goes off the foot of Sam Martinson, 5'8 sophomore of Port Edwards. And Andrew Boland will have it for Northland Lutheran. And Lip going to be called for the foul as Skrenak put up the shot. I think they're going to give him a couple as well. Yep. So Braden, a 5'9 freshman, his first chance to get on the scoreboard. 21 seconds remaining, 73-54, Port Edwards. Skrenak's free throw is on the way. Good. So he gets his name in the scoring column. One more on the two-shot foul. Free throw is in the air and crawls over the front of the rim and in. Port, see what they do here in the final 20 seconds. If they run some offense, if they take a shot. Chisholm down the lane, put it up. No. Rebound for the Cats up to Samsung. He dribbles it off the Port foot and then can't run it down. And will be turnover with 7 seconds to go. I wouldn't doubt if Port's going to rush it up and get one of these substitutes a chance to throw up a shot here. Chisholm's going to hurry it into the forecourt, to the top of the wheel, goes to the right side, goes on the right baseline. 2 seconds. Will they get a shot off? Nope. Gun sounds, and we have come to the end of our ball game, where the final scoreboard reads Port Edwards 73, Northland Lutheran 56. We'll add up some numbers. We'll have a chance to share those with you after we take these few moments of time out. We'll be back with more from Northland right after this.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s. A wintry mix is possible tomorrow, a cloudy sky and a high in the low 30s. A chance of rain as we look into Wednesday, highs in the mid-30s, and some rain with maybe a little snow mix Thursday, high again mid-30s. Current temp is 30.
Well, it's final from Northland Lutheran as Port Edwards comes away with the 73-56 W. Port Edwards led it 39-26 at the break, and then outscored the Wildcats 34-30 in half number two. Let's take a look at the individual and team statistics. First of all, for Justin Beck's Port Edwards Blackhawks, player of the game, Josh Tranel, as he knocks down 22 points in half number two to go along with 14 in that first half. Ends up with 36 points. Nice game for Josh. After that, 12 points for Logan Parker. Those were the two players in double digits tonight. Balanced the rest of the way as well, as Brendan Beck finished with 8. Eric Mock had 6. And then we go 4-3-2. Hayden Hewitt, Max Michaels, and Carson Orheim. 14 for 18 from the free throw line. Both teams shot very well from the charity stripe tonight. 78 for percentage-wise for the Hawks, and they turned it over unofficially 11 times. For Ryan Wickman's Northland Lutheran Wildcats, two players with 14 points apiece. His son, Andrew Wickman, and Joe Oblender, each with those 14 points. Just a point out of double digits off the bench, Andrew Bolin, the 6'2 junior, finished with 9 points, as did Connor Melberg. 6 for Mitchell Kroc, the Wisconsin Rapids native, and 2 points apiece for Braden Skrenak and Jack Hahn. Both teams shot it well, we said, from the charity stripe. At the break, they were both 6-for-9 in half number two and put it together with half number one. Port Edwards ended up 14-for-18, while Northland Lutheran was 10-for-13, 78%-77%, so that was pretty even. Northland Lutheran a few more TOs tonight as they turned it over 17 times. A couple of updates for us as well from Michael Comer, as he lets us know that the Port Edwards girls got a W tonight as they defeated Tri-County, 60-50. The Assumption girls victorious over Auburndale, 55-31, as they led it 29-15 at the break, pulled away and won it going away. Rapids leading 3-0, 1-0 after 2 periods of play. And in boys basketball also tonight, Amherst leading Nakusa at the break, 32-19. So once again, our final here from Northland Lutheran, 73 for Port Edwards, Northland Lutheran 56. JV action, Port makes it a clean sweep as they defeat the Cats 44-31. A great big thank you to all of our sponsors for allowing us to make the trip up here to Cronenwetter. And we want to remind you that tomorrow night we'll have more basketball for you as the Assumption Royals will be entertaining the Wildcats of Edgar. So until then, great big thank you to our sponsors and for Seth Haberger. This is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody. You've been listening. Port Edwards Blackhawks basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country Pride. Central Wisconsin wide. Country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
He slipped the ring off his finger. When he walked in the room, and he found him some stranger. Promised her the moon. Your pocket full of gold. And for another man's treasure, but it's one night of pleasure. Worth the trouble you'll bring. Don't look so
Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out heaven with weather.
Easy now.
I'm not talking about locking. talking about tonight. Yeah, I'm just talking about a little bit later tonight.
I heard him say, I love you. I heard him say, forever. And without you, he'd rather be dead. I felt my hands shaking. I felt my heart breaking. 'Cause I meant every word he said. I saw him whisper something. Then I saw you look so happy. It's a look I won't ever forget. 'Cause whatever he told you meant I'd never hold you. And I meant every word he said. His heart stole those words from my head. Now it's too late to tell you what he's already said. I heard him say, I love you. I heard him say, forever. Then he said, with this ring I thee wear. And when he said, I do, I choked back, I do too. And I meant every word he said. His heart stole those words from my head. Now it's too late to tell you what he's on. Forever. Then he said, with this ring I thee wear. And when he said, I do, I choked back, I do too. 'Cause I meant every word he said.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
I've cried a million tears down through the years, searching for that special one. And the vows I took before were all forevermore. But no matter how I tried, they came undone. Then the good Lord finally gave me the true love.